Hi, I'm Tony Massari with a thought about Amanda Gore's book, Joy is an Inside Job. There is but one way to explain joy as an inside job. It's a life-changing ride on the expressway to joy. From the very first paragraph, I was mesmerized by the message, the tone, the examples, the questions, the quotations, and the exercises. But most of all, I love the heartfelt way Amanda Gore and her inspiration, her mother, Lenora Lewis, tell the story in a compelling and interesting way. In every chapter, the reader discovers insights that are encouraging, emancipating, practical, and thoughtful. They lift your spirits, and they give you hope that tomorrow will be a better day. In this brave new digital world, too many of us are running faster than the speed of light to places we think will give us happiness. When we get there, we wonder why the expectation is unfulfilled. We wonder why we are gloomy or sad. We wonder why the big house, the fancy car, the impressive title, and the big paycheck don't give us inner peace or joy. Instead, we are filled with fear that we may stumble, fall, and lose it all. The tighter we hold on, the more stressful we become. Amanda Gore explains the difference between happiness and joy. She provides a much-needed roadmap to joy. We need to focus on what we have, not what we want. We need to reframe our stories. We need to find pathways to inner peace. We need to listen with our hearts. We need to experience the healing power of forgiveness. The captivating stories in Amanda's book, Joy is an Inside Job, will enable readers to find joy in many different ways. This is a human story, told with compassion and conviction by a woman with a heart of gold. It will resonate with readers because all of us have been hurt. All of us need an encouraging friend. And the mechanisms that will fill our hearts and our minds with joy and help us successfully battle our demons. A few hours with Joy is an Inside Job will put us on the expressway to joy, contentment, and inner peace. These are a few of the liberating lessons I learned by reading Joy is an Inside Job. Gratitude is the key that unlocks the door to joy. Compassion amplifies joy and makes life worth living. Hope is the handmaiden of joy. Humility and reverence will help you control your ego and open your heart to joy. You can't commodify joy. It's more priceless than money and more fulfilling than fame. If you are not generous in ways that matter, you cannot experience joy. Without forgiveness, joy is an impossible dream. Fear is the enemy of joy. You must control your fears. Don't be afraid of what people will think of you. People who are motivated by love feel real joy. Being joyful is a choice that requires effort and time. Amanda teaches us how to make the effort and how to reserve the time. In Chapter 8, Amanda presents one of the most powerful concepts in the book. She teaches us how to listen with our hearts. These are some of the starred thoughts that can change lives, improve relationships, and bring people joy. If we don't know how to listen with our heart, we cannot hear the nuances. Without the nuances, there is no story. Listening with the heart is a pathway to sanity, success, and salvation. Amanda Gore and her mother have done a remarkable job. They have given us a priceless gift. Joy is an Inside Job will help us find the way to a better life filled with joy, not dominated by fear. For me, it doesn't get much better than that. For Amanda Gore and the Joy Project, I'm Tony Massari with a thought about an expressway to joy.